on Annenberg Radio News.
I hereby claim this ground on behalf of all Angelenos in the name of the new clean tech economy.
Mayor Villaraigosa unveils plans for LA's newest green manufacturing center. Good afternoon and welcome to Annenberg Radio News. It's Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008. I'm Brian Frank. The longest budget deadlock in state history ended this morning. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed California's $143 billion budget, almost a quarter of the way through the fiscal year. Britt Thorson reports.
Governor Schwarzenegger signed the long-awaited budget after lawmakers met his demands. They approved a stronger rainy day fund and gave the governor authority to make spending cuts throughout the year. The governor also issued line item vetoes to trim $510 million from the budget's initial general fund. H.D. Palmer is from the Department of Finance.
The governor, knowing that we're going to have a difficult time next year, went beyond what the legislature sent down to him and used his line item veto authority to reduce state spending by an additional $510 million.
This does not, however, end the budget battle. Next year, voters will be asked to tie up loose ends during a special election. They will need to approve changes to the rainy day fund and a plan to stabilize the next two budgets. The budget signed today does free up billions of dollars in payments to medical clinics, daycare centers, and nursing homes, which were barely hanging on during the budget deadlock. Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is trying to head off problems stemming from the recent turmoil on Wall Street. He has requested that all city department heads review their finances, and the mayor hopes to assess how the national economic crisis has impacted the city's operations, finances, and pension systems. Moving to Washington, things aren't much better. Congressional leaders in both parties say they are skeptical about the plan to bail out the financial industry. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning reluctant lawmakers to act on the $700 billion bailout plan. He says that without it, the nation's unemployment rate could go up and home foreclosures will increase. Members of a grassroots organization protested outside of the Federal Reserve Bank in downtown Los Angeles today. They urged Congress to support homeowners, not just stockholders. Sonny Johnston reports.
Not Wall Street, but Main Street.
All right.
Not Wall Street, but Main Street.
All right. Are we
Wall
ready?
Wall Street, but Main Street.
That's a sentiment echoing on the Grand Avenue outside the Federal Reserve Building. Members of Acorn, a grassroots organization, and homeowners who have been victimized by predatory lending are outraged. Their message is simple. They want Congress to support the average American families, not just big financial institutions. Avion Hurd is with Acorn.
Main Street is Main Street America. We had nothing to do with what's taking place on Wall Street, but it just upsets me to know as I go up and down the streets in America, all the foreclosure signs that are appearing.
The organization says the president's proposal fails to include a plan to rescue the homeowners who are facing a mortgage crisis. Francisco Alcala, a homeowner from Orange County, is among the protesters. Alcala's home loan has a variable interest rate. He speaks through an interpreter.
So he's saying right now he's paying $3,300. He's saying it's going to change up to $5,000.
Acorn is calling Congress to require financial institutions who take money under the bailout to help homeowners facing foreclosure, and then amend the bankruptcy law, which would allow homeowners to restructure their home mortgages in bankruptcy court and save their homes. Sunny Johnston, Annenberg Radio News.
The nation's largest subcontractor is being sued for failing to pay proper wages. A group of 14 workers filed the lawsuit against Building Materials Holding Corporation and several of its subsidiaries. The workers' attorney says the company's neglected to pay workers for overtime and other wage payments. Members of the Service Employees International Union, the largest healthcare union in the United States, met to discuss workers' rights issues with the LA Board of Supervisors. Winston Chua reports.
Around 100 members of SEIU protested outside the Hall of Administration with pickets and megahorns as cars honked by to show their support. Inside, the representatives met with LA Board of Supervisors to say they're fed up with the county for its failure to address abusive conditions of college student workers.
They have no rights at all. When you are a temporary worker in the county, if you're not permanent, you have no rights. That means management can let you go based on your services are no longer needed.
The SEIU is urging the county to give more than 800 student workers higher pay and health insurance. And SEIU says that employers must stop intimidating their workers.
They have been kind of abused by the system. They're the ones that whenever anything needs to be done, they're the one that's thrown out there to do it. Okay. But they don't have any rights or contract right now.
Supervisor Gloria Molina says she is not aware of the conditions. She told the SEIU she is glad the issue was brought to her attention. But the SEIU failed to convince Supervisors Zev Yaroslavsky and Yvonne Burke of the need for student health insurance. They say students should find health insurance with their colleges and universities, who often offer discounted rates. Winston Chua, Annenberg Radio News.
The Los Angeles Board of Supervisors voted today to oppose Propositions 4 and 8. They will both be on the November 4th ballot. Proposition 4 requires physicians to notify parents if pregnant minors want to get an abortion. Proposition 8 would ban gay couples from getting married. The vote was 3-0. Three supervisors were not at the meeting. They had asked the board to delay the vote another 2 weeks, but the board went ahead without them. Following the deadly train crash on September 12th, Metrolink has proposed adding a second engineer to its trains for increased safety. Metrolink Chairman Ron Roberts disclosed the idea during testimony today before a Senate committee in Washington. At the same hearing, California Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein criticized Metrolink officials for not acting faster in improving safety measures, such as technology that can apply brakes on trains headed for collisions.
The intersection of 40.
Los Angeles is not known as a pedestrian-friendly city, but the city is trying to change that by making dangerous intersections safer. Aaron Darling went to one intersection today that was the site of tragedy.
The intersection of 47th and Compton isn't bustling today. Just a few months ago, it was the scene of a tragic hit and run. On March 31st, 67-year-old Angel Sanchez was crossing the street when he was struck and killed by a car. Today, the Sanchez family gathered on the same corner. The family held a picture of Angel Sanchez as his granddaughter, Marisol Sanchez, urged L.A. drivers to be more careful.
We have nothing to do with the streets, and they need to watch it. Watch everything they do. Sometimes people don't care. They just pass by. They run. If they hit somebody, they don't care. They just keep on running. They fled, and they don't care if they die or not.
Angel Sanchez was just one of the 119 pedestrian traffic fatalities so far this year. LAPD Captain Ronald Marbury also asked drivers to exercise caution at dangerous intersections.
They have been lowered, but it is our mission that any one fatality is one too many. And we're looking for zero. One day, we have that dream that we'll have zero fatalities here in Central Bureau related to either pedestrian or other.
Thanks to Operation Bottleneck, Captain Marbury might be closer to reaching his dream. Operation Bottleneck, a program dedicated to reducing traffic deaths, is working with the city to give drivers more green light time at the busiest intersections. 10 of these intersections have already been upgraded with additional green light time. Aaron Darling, Annenberg Radio News.
Parents and teachers from Dolores Street Elementary School will flood the LAUSD school board meeting tonight, hoping to give their controversial principal the sack. Teachers say Principal Anna Barraza micromanaged school operations and treated the staff poorly. Before arriving at Dolores Street, Barraza was removed from two other schools for clashing with teachers. If you're looking to go to the beach, then get ready to put on some sunscreen because it's going to be hot this weekend. Beaches for the rest of the week are going to have temperatures in the high 70s during the day and low 60s at night. In the downtown area, we'll continue to see sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s and lows in the 60s at night. Looking to enjoy tonight's weather? Join LA City Councilman Tom Labonge on his annual Twilight Hike through Griffith Park tonight at 6:15. Be sure to bring a camera and some water. Later on Annenberg Radio News, I talk with the senior economic advisor for the LA Economic Development Group about the ripple effect on local residents from the Wall Street bailout. Los Angeles is considered one of the most polluted cities in the country, but Mayor Villaraigosa wants it to lead the nation in green technology development. Hannah Kim reports on the city's newest plan to bring green product manufacturers to the city.
A layer of smoggy haze was the backdrop as Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa unveiled a new initiative to create a clean technology manufacturing center. He and members of the Community Redevelopment Agency announced their plans in a dirt lot in the downtown industrial sector, which was once a polluted site.
This effort is an effort to synergize all of that, leverage these investments, and make LA a center of clean tech jobs.
The campus will include manufacturers which will produce ecologically sustainable products using green techniques. The city and the CRA asked companies to submit a request if they wanted to develop on the land. CRA General Manager and CEO Cecilia Estolano says the new green interest will boost the local economy.
This industry for Los Angeles in this century will be the aerospace industry of the last century.
The CRA bought the 20-acre site from the state for $14 million in April. The land used to be what is known as a brownfield or a site with industrial contamination. The land is now clean, and city officials say it is ready to be developed today.
We intend to turn this brownfield into a greenfield. As our history has proven time and again, if we build it, they will come.
This new initiative is another part of the Green LA plan, the mayor's goal to make the city the cleanest and greenest in America. Estolana says she hopes the project can begin to break ground by 2010. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has ordered an immediate assessment of the risks posed to city operations and finances by the national economic crisis. Ed Cohen has more.
The order came in a memo issued last night. The mayor asked the city treasurer and the heads of the Water and Power Department, the Port of Los Angeles, and other operations to conduct an immediate review of finances. The mayor says he wants to know if city pension funds, debt portfolios, possible future bond expenditures, and proposed capital budgets are at risk in light of the continuing crisis in the credit markets.
Currently, we want to see what the cumulative effect of all of this is going to be on the LA budget, on revenues, on our ability to bond, on our ability to secure loans.
In his memo, the mayor says the magnitude of the national economic turmoil demands swift action to protect local residents. That suggested city finances might be in peril, but a statement by the mayor's spokesman, Matt Szabo, earlier today seemed intended to calm fears. Szabo said city pension funds are diversified to withstand periods of market volatility, and the city enjoys a strong bond rating. In the memo, the mayor said LA residents, quote, should not have to pay for the sins of corrupt Wall Street power brokers. The LA City Council jumped on the outrage bandwagon this afternoon. In their meeting, council members voted unanimously to oppose the federal government's proposed $700 billion bailout unless the legislation includes rules to avoid a repeat of the meltdown. Councilmember Ed Reyes explains the council's reasoning in passing the resolution.
Might sound harsh, but an almost irresponsible response without the accountability. We know we need the money, but we should be much more specific as to who benefits, who's allowed to receive it, and how it impact the city like Los Angeles, where we're in the hundreds and hundreds of foreclosures that are occurring throughout the city, and how do we ensure that it gets actually the people that need it the most.
Ed Cohen, Annenberg Radio News.
Perfect. With the government's bailout of the banking system, many may be wondering how this will affect people in Los Angeles. Nancy Sadu of the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation explains that subprime mortgages were only part of the problem.
There's also, however, the fact that the decline in housing is the primary reason that we're in recession today. So that if we stop the decline in housing, that will put us on the first step toward recovery in the whole economy. That's what they hope to do with the $700 billion.
So a local bank like IndyMac was taken over in
That's
recent
right.
months. So how does somebody know where to go in this time, to which banks to trust, how to sort that out?
That is a tough problem. And the only observation I can make for most people is that if they have less than $100,000, they almost don't need to worry about it. But if they are a careful reader of the newspapers and they listen to the news, there are, the banks that appear to be having difficulties are the ones you might not want to choose as a new bank.
And likewise, in the housing market now, yesterday the LA Times reported that the median home price in Southern California had dropped 34%, and
yes.
then half of all the sales were foreclosures.
Yes.
How many protections are there for potential home buyers to keep them from getting into the same situation that so many other people have gotten into with foreclosures?
Every home buyer is potentially at risk if they lose their job. And so the very first thing that home buyers ought to think about very seriously for themselves is their job security. But if they are confident that their jobs are secure, then they need to look very seriously at the affordability of the mortgage options available to them. Now, on the other side of the table, most lenders are out of the subprime lending business. And because they have made some mortgages they'd really regret in the past, many of these same lenders are now requiring borrowers to supply them with all kinds of income and other related financial information before they grant them a mortgage. So in one sense, self-preservation by the lenders will help. But every single borrower must do his homework and must think about whether, in fact, the mortgage can be handled.
So on a similar note then, do you have any advice for people heading into what seems to be one of the worst financial crises of this generation?
If, in fact, we are talking about Los Angeles residents who are A, not homeowners, B, not working for a mortgage firm or not working for a construction firm, then they should feel reasonably confident in the local economy. But for people involved in those sectors, it's time to save up and to be careful.
We've been speaking with Nancy Sadu, the Vice President and Senior Economic Advisor at the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation. Thank you for your time.
Okay, glad to do it.
Now we check in with Matt Mendez to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Welcome to the show, Matt. What have you got for us?
Brian, thank you so much for having me. Coming up on Annenberg TV News, a new census survey showing that more Spanish-speaking immigrants are now speaking English. We're going to take a look at how it's affecting local businesses and also other employers here in Southern California. Also, we have our weekly edition of Meet with Pete, an exclusive interview with head football coach Pete Carroll, as we look ahead to a rare weekday game coming up on Thursday. And we also have a new law, this against saggy pants. City Council in Gardena passing that. We'll look at how that's going to affect wardrobes for all kinds of people in Southern California. And trust me, you don't want to miss some of the video we have of that. That's all coming up 6 p.m. on Annenberg TV News.
Thanks, Matt. That wraps it up for today. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Brian Frank.